time and again, said King Abdullah, he was struck by how many Western officials and policymakers lacked understanding of Islam and the way jihadists abused the religion.
These radical outlaw groups do not exist on the fringes of Islam. They are altogether outside of it. Thus, we refer to them as Khawarij, outlaws. They declare the entire civilized world as the enemy and all people as fair game. They aim to incubate satellite caliphates in every country in the world in order to extend their reach. To confront this non-traditional enemy, we need non-traditional means, a new mindset, new partnerships, and reformed methodologies.
Muslims represent a quarter of the world's population and have a central role in the future of our planet, he told the General Assembly. Groups such as ISIL or Daesh were feeding off injustices that the international community had to take more responsibility for. The refugee crisis, civil war in Syria, and military interventions in Iraq and Afghanistan, he added. No injustice has spread more bitter fruit, he said, than the denial of a Palestinian state. And he said that Israel would have to embrace peace or eventually be engulfed in a sea of hatred in a region of turmoil. Matthew Wells, United Nations.